So I'm the first time at the boat show here in Düsseldorf, January the 22nd, and I came specifically on this day, dear community, because this afternoon the EBI, European Boating Industry, organized a stage present for composites. So we were talking, or the speakers and the panels were talking about composites recycling all afternoon long, and I have to say I'm really thrilled. Particularly, I'm here at the Blue Innovation Dock organized by the EBI. What is the EBI? This is the European Boating Industry. And here this afternoon, they've dedicated one afternoon just for composites. And the panels and the speakers were talking about composites recycling. And I found that so important to cover this. And in this video, you will see a lot of interesting parts and information and content. And I'm presenting you the most influential minds of our industry and in the boating industry.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community Composites Lounge members, ECHA signatories, and also ECHA members. We are here at the boat, and I have the huge honor to welcome with me Philip. Philip is the Secretary General of the EBI. EBI stands for European Boating Industry. Thank you, Philip, for being part of our show.
Thank you very much for having me. Great to be here.
Let's talk about Philip as you as a person first, because I've got to know you, dear community. You have to know that he's also a working group member of the ECHA, the European Circular Composites Alliance. But we will come to that later. First of all, what is your job at EBI? Give us a glimpse on who is Philip.
So I'm the Secretary General of European Boating Industry, which is the European umbrella association of everything related to recreational boating, from manufacturers to tourism to infrastructure, everything related to recreational boating.
How did you come to boating industry? Are you have you studied boating, or are you a passionate boat sailor?
I'm also a passionate boater and sailor since a fairly young age, and I've worked also as a sailing instructor, but I love this industry in all of its aspects.
That actually is not a surprise to me. You have to have the passion. Huh? And regarding the boat itself, I'm actually a community first time at the boat show. I was at Metstrait 2-3 months ago. Was cool, but no big boats to see, but here is a lot of boats. Yeah. So let's talk about the European boating industry, your role and your major purpose with the EBI. Tell us about what's your mission with EBI.
So the mission of EBI is really to advance the recreational boating industry in a sustainable way, and also the nautical tourism industry made in Europe. So we are based in Brussels because our main mission is the advocacy work to represent the industry at European level. But we also do a lot of process and a lot of work related to sustainability, to circularity, and other topics that are really important to the industry.
So the boating industry is one of the major verticals for composite materials. How important are composites for you as an industry association?
So like I already said, it's one of our major topics, but I think the boating industry is really at the genesis of a composites industry. This is really the start of composites, and where many other industries, from wind energy, from automotive and transport, are really benefiting. So we are one of the first ones to use composites, which has been really important for our industry. And now, since many years, we as an association, but also many of our companies and our members, are really working now on the circularity and the end of life of composites in a wider sense.
So I came here specifically for this afternoon. Community is the 22nd of January on the afternoon. And Philip and his team, they organized basically this composites, materials, recycling, circular topic. Thank you so much for highlighting the composites market, and you're representing really our market sector, our branch here. And that was so fascinating that I said I need to come and see this. So you have organized here the, I read it on the wall, the Blue Innovation Dock by Boat Düsseldorf. So Blue Innovation Dock, okay, blue is the water basically, innovation is also clear, but why did you call it dock?
Because this is really the dock where all of the different segments, all of the key decision makers of our industry, but also from outside the industry, like from the composites industry, but also policy makers and politicians, have a dock at Boat Düsseldorf where they can have a harbor, where they can really come together and discuss everything around innovation, sustainability, but also the political steps that need to be taken to support our industry on competitiveness, on tourism, on being strong, on supporting the industry in terms of jobs and growth, but also on circularity and sustainability. So that's why we have organized the Blue Innovation Dock together with Boat Düsseldorf here now for the fourth edition.
I like the picture of having a harbor where we are coming together on a harbor. That's cool. Now, give us an idea, Philip, about your Blue Innovation Dock. I understand, because I got an email from Marina or a DM on the Sunday, you already started on the Sunday with your program here. So up until today, now from Sunday to Thursday, give us a glimpse of a few highlights. If you're not overwhelmed by them, of course, give us maybe day by day, what happened here?
Day by day is impossible. It's entire 9 days of a Blue Innovation Dock, so we have topics every day focused on all of these different areas. It's been really interesting to also have the politicians here, the policymakers, to understand what they are thinking about our industry and how we can work together to advance some of the sort of the key issues that we need to have support from the policymakers on, including circularity.
But I've seen also tomorrow, like the moderator, the host said, tomorrow you have women in boating industry, for example. So you go not only in the parts, in the boating, but also really the surrounding, you keep the stakeholders on this stage or dock, as you say.
Yes, exactly. So we really have topics from nautical tourism, marina, circularity, digitalization, artificial intelligence, business meets politics, really all kinds of topics that we're focusing on here, because this is really, as you say, the dock where we want to bring everything together and have a really interesting conversation for the industry.
Let me, before we move to Edgar, ask the final question. Now we are at Boat, which is an exhibition of Messe Düsseldorf. What is your relationship as European boating industry with Boat or Messe Düsseldorf?
We've been a partner of Messe Düsseldorf, of Boat Düsseldorf, for many years. And we're working with them to organize this Blue Innovation Dock, but also another event called the Breakfast Meeting, which is focused on the leaders and the CEOs of the boating industry on the Tuesday morning. So you just about missed it, unfortunately. And we've been doing that for 11 years, and now we just extended the collaboration for another 3 years until 2028 to organize this together, and it's fantastic to have the support of a trade fair here, of the organizers that are really committed and investing in this topic.
So I missed it this time. Be sure if you invite me next time, I will not miss it.
Awesome, we'll have you there.
Okay, super. Okay, let's talk then about UCEA. The reason also why I'm here, of course, is I'm supporting the idea of the ECA, the European Circular Composites Alliance, as my community knows. So one more time, thank you so much that you are, as a boating industry, is one of the major verticals. So we have automotive, we have aerospace, and boating is such an important vertical here that you are supporting this. And actually, you have an active role at ECA too. I had Julia the other day in the interview. She's running two working groups, and you are running also a working group called the
Crossover.
The Crossover Working Group at the ECA, which also I'm a member of. So what is your mission as a working group leader with that crossover group?
So maybe first of all, why are we involved as a boating industry in ECA is because we think that the solution to the issue that we have with end-of-life recreational boats can only be found if we're working together across the composite industry. We are one of the major verticals, one of the main segments that uses composites, but it is only 2 or 3% of composite waste. So we will not be able to solve this issue on our own, so we want to find partnership across the composite industry, from wind energy to the producers of composites, the resins, the fibers, etc., to work together to find common solutions, and that's really, really important to us. That's why I took over also the position as the chair of the crossover working group. And in the crossover working group, we have a really powerful team of people together with my co-chair that we have the pleasure of leading. My co-chair is Helen Boston, who's also fantastic, and we're working together to bring the issues that the other working groups from industry, recreational, aerospace, etc., but they are finding, so that we can understand what needs to change in terms of policy, in terms of regulation, in terms of standards, etc., at European but also at national level, so that we can find the solutions as an industry, that we are supported by policy but not held back by policy. So that's kind of the work that we are aiming to do.
Now my final question is, what are your future plans? What do you have now short term on 2026 on your program, on your focus, and the years to come?
It's a great question. So we just actually approved our new strategy until 2028, which is really around, again, advancing the industry on a lot of these topics. So we have three clusters of work. One is about industry and competitiveness, the second is about decarbonization and circularity, and the last one is around nautical tourism, so slightly different to your usual field. But on these three clusters, we're trying to advance to develop the right policy framework and the strategic framework at European level. Maybe just to highlight one example, we're also expecting the Circular Economy Act of the European Union to come at the end of this year. I think in Q4 of this year, they're planning to release it. And already together with other partners of EBI, including UCR, Wind Europe, and many others, we have submitted our response to the Commission's consultation on this topic, and we really think that can be a milestone to advancing circularity in our industry, but again, across the composites industry.
Thank you, Philip, for this interview. It was really a pleasure to have you here on my tour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Rafael, what is your conclusion of the boat of today?
You know, my conclusion of today, I would like to come back 3 years ago when I participated to a sustainability panel, and where we were talking, is it possible, how can we organize and things. And today, I spend here 3 hours in this panel and different presentation. We are not speaking anymore if it's possible. Yes, it is. We have participants saying, this is what I'm doing, this is the project, this is what I've done for the last 5 years. And now we are even more talking about how can we present the secondary material to the society, either to the consumer, the B2C or the B2B. And the paradigm is ongoing, the transition is really progressing. So I feel and I leave the boat with a lot of enthusiasm and confidence for the months to come. That's what I would say.
Well, Julia, what is your conclusion on boat today?
It was a great 2 days, first time at boat for me. So what I found here is love for the sea, love for adventure, love for nature, love for craftsmanship and love for innovation. I did not see as much sustainability as I was hoping to. So there's sustainability in the talk of cleaning up the ocean, and that's definitely an imperative, because we all know there's more plastic than fish in the ocean. I see sustainability when talking about engine and alternative fuel consumption, so definitely something to pursue. The next frontier for me is sustainability material, making boats of recycled material and building new boats for designed for recyclability.
So Marina, tell me, what is your conclusion about your stage? The Blue Innovation Dock.
Well, we are very proud of the success of the Blue Innovation Dock this year at Boot Düsseldorf 2026. We had some great topics since Saturday, where we had politicians coming from Brussels, from the European Parliament and Commission, and then afterwards Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday with super interesting topics that really brought a lot of people to the stage. From the startup pitch competition they organized in collaboration with Yacht Inventor, culture, to the Super Yacht and Design Day on Wednesday, and finally today with our friends from the composite world on stage talking about the end of life and also topics like, let's say, circularity topics in general, talking about composite from different industries.
Tokyo, what is your conclusion of today at Boat?
Well, to me, boat is very special because I am a boat owner, I'm a sailor, have been for all my life. And to see that alliances like the one Group Beneteau talked about with Composite Recycling, the one that Afterwind, Yulia presents with the development of those solutions, it says things are moving and it sends the message that over the last years, we've seen things move, accelerate and structure. And the ECA Alliance that Raphael Plenet talked about also as a boat owner is really key because it shows me that people work to find solutions for us. And this is really important, and I think it's just key for the development of the whole boating branch.
Ilkay Özgüzoğlu, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on tour, weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.